Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Let's see. So we're going to be wrapping up our discussion of Friday's episode and today's episode.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And I rewatched Friday's tonight because I didn't remember much about it.
You're gonna be the one who's on the ball then, because I've just got sort of a hazy
Yeah.
I've had a busy couple days and everything, and so
Have
I'm
you?
a little hazy.
Okay.
And my brain is overwhelmed right now because I feel like I have been part of a murder and sort of weighing heavily on me. It should, as it
Yeah,
should.
sure. Did you kill something, Gia?
Well, I was party to it. I was party to it. Party of it,
Is
party
this
to
going to
it.
be like a dead animal story?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know if I want to hear that then.
Well, I didn't see it, but I think it happened, and I think it's because of my bird feeder.
Oh, no. I
Yeah.
see. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's all
So
I
it's,
need to know. That's all I need.
okay. And
Yeah.
my husband said, hawks have to eat too. You're feeding them too.
Oh, I saw
So
something like that once at my bird feeder. It was very traumatizing.
I know I don't, and I didn't see it, but I came back and saw the evidence of it. And now I don't know. I'm wondering, did the cat witness this? And is she like, would she be cheering them on, like little paws in the air, like, yeah, baby? Or is she going to
Or
be
would she
like
be just rocking in the corner?
traumatized? Yeah, exactly. I
Yeah.
didn't know that was going to happen.
Fuck. Oh,
Anyway, it
yeah.
has
Well,
nothing to
I'm
do with
sorry.
General Hospital, but I'm like,
Sorry that happened.
do I
Yeah.
take this bird feeder down? Like, does the good of
I
the bird
know.
feeder
I
outweigh the
know. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. It's just so fun to watch the birds, though. It really is.
Yeah, I'll probably leave it up.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
anyway,
All right.
okay.
Well,
I'm trying to get past that trauma
yeah.
today.
I'm sorry. Sorry that
Yeah,
happened. That's rough.
it is.
Okay. Yeah. It puts all this in perspective.
Really does. It's like watching a
Gives a
nature
shit
show,
about a little
you're
revenge porn, which, as we know now, is
Oh, revenge
illegal in
porn,
the
yeah.
state of New York.
What is up with all the legal in the state of New
It's
York
like
stuff?
they must have some intern who like flunked
Who's
out of
writing
law school in New York or something. I don't know, but I'm
But
not sure
now
we
they
all
know what's legal in New York. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like the stakes are that high that we need
And
to know
is revenge
that.
porn, is that actually like a phrase from today's world? Like, I'm
Yeah,
assuming it kind of
it
is.
is. Yeah.
Well, isn't this some world we're living in, huh?
It seems like
Revenge
it's
porn.
usually sort of the scorned lover or somebody, not some punk teenager. I don't know. Although maybe I'm
Yeah.
wrong about that. But
Yeah. She may
yeah,
not be a punk teenager. Like, she may be a
in her
just
30s.
a skin job that's covering up the actual devil,
Yeah.
like
She'll
I'd
pull
love
away the
to have
rubber
her.
suit and it'll be
Yeah,
Jason.
I'd love to have her walk into a scene and have that Stone song playing, I won't sing any of it, but wouldn't that work with her black eyes,
Oh yeah, she really does look so hateful. She there's not
Yeah.
an ounce of warmth in her,
And
She.
then when she's like when she was hugging on Nicholas after she'd hoodwinked him, and she does that little eye flick thing, and you're like, oh my God. And
Awful.
it's like she's right up there with Ryan as far as, to me,
I
like
yeah, she's
they're getting a
bad.
lot of bang for their buck out of
She
those
was
two,
very
because
bad news,
they're movie level creeping me out.
Movie level
Yeah.
creepy,
Yeah.
true, 100% evil, awful
Yeah.
people.
And at the same time, Ryan is also Kevin, who's so nice.
Oh,
I
yes.
don't know how he does it. That's acting.
It sure is. It sure is, Chia.
Anyway, okay, go ahead. Revenge porn, is that what you want to talk about?
Well, at first I thought that we can add that to our drinking game of New York
Yep.
reference
Yeah.
laws,
Legal. Yeah. Legal
Yeah.
eagle stuff.
I don't
But
know why those lines come out of people's mouths, but they
I know
do.
they're very, it's like they've got a drinking game or something. You know,
Yeah, or
they're very
they get
awkward.
paid extra by
Yeah.
somebody. I don't know.
Something. Yeah.
But anywho, so okay, so we had there was just a lot of manipulation going on in the Metro Court dining room, especially.
And then there was like a scene, I don't know if it was the 2 days in question here, but there was a scene that seemed, I don't know if superfluous is the right word. Between Joss and Cam, where they're like kind of going back and forth, where they're like quasi almost fighting, and his, I don't know.
Like, yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
And he kind of seemed like he was like 5 years younger than she was.
She's like, just a badass, you know.
Yeah.
In the mold of Carly. Like, I feel like you'd be sorry if you tried to pull something on her eventually.
I think so.
But yeah,
Cam seems way more innocent, doesn't he?
Yeah. He seems like he's like 13 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess that's nice that he's that
wholesome. Well, boys are supposed to mature later than girls, so maybe that's kind of accurate.
Yeah, and she has grown up in a swirling kind of, you know, mob.
Yeah,
world sort of other things.
Tough.
You know.
Yeah,
yeah.
And she's lost a lot of people, and
So there's all that. Yeah, I didn't really like that little exchange between them either. Although maybe, I don't know, maybe it was, there was something to be said for, you know, them having sort of a different time of it.
I just wonder, are they trying to foreshadow a breakup because of this?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're...
I don't know either. And then I thought when Trina came in...
That's our biggie. That's our big topic. Yeah. Because dun-dun-dun!
And I'm going to refer to her as NT versus
the new
OT,
Trina.
The original Trina. Yeah, so we've got the NT now. And I think she's pretty good, but I feel like her voice is a little weak. A little sort of tentative, you know what I mean?
Like, and this is where I feel like the world is such a wonderful place.
Oh, come on, again with that.
I was, one of my comments was going to be like, I like how I like her voice.
People are probably wondering like how we could be so alike sometimes and then completely opposites at other times, you know. It is a like marvelous world, isn't it?
For,
it's really not
for
a marvelous world. It's a shitty, shitty world now.
This is where we were mistaken for a like bickering lesbian couple at that wedding, you know.
Were we mistaken as a bickering lesbian couple or a terrific lesbian couple?
I think that they assumed we'd been together a long time because we were bickering a lot. But they may have also thought we were terrific. I'm not sure.
Yeah, what were we bickering about?
I don't know. Where I was bickering about something. Trina's voice. I don't know. Anyway, we were so totally, like I think I'd like loaned you a necklace and, you know. I kind of felt bad afterwards. Like, of course they thought we were a couple, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, not that it wouldn't, you know, be okay or whatever, but I'm sorry.
We would make a good lesbian couple.
We really would. But, anyway, Trina's voice, I thought, kind of gave her an air of sort of little girlness.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, she did seem like she was like very tentative. Yeah, like not sure of her footing anywhere. And I guess that's, you know, accurate. You know, that does reflect how she was feeling.
But I don't think I've ever reacted as positively to a replacement character as I have to this new Trina. Yeah, I like took to her like a hawk to a mourning dove. You know?
Come on. that's what I saw at my bird feeder, the poor mourning doves. Oh, and they're my favorite birds. I love them. Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry to bring that back again.
I do like her too. I do too. And I feel like she's kind of done a convincing enough job that I almost can't picture the old Trina.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Trina. And it's interesting because she does have a different vibe.
Yeah, she does. She does.
A younger vibe. Although original Trina did seem younger to me than well, they both, they all seem younger than Joss, I guess. Joss just,
yeah,
it's like Joss just sprung out fully formed, ready to, you know.
Yeah. Well, you don't usually get confidence in a teenager. You know, you might get a little arrogance or something, or snobbiness, but not like sort of self-assuredness, you know?
Right, right. Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, I liked her a lot, but I don't know. So I, and maybe because I like Trina so much, it just predisposed me to, I don't know. But I feel like I feel like reaction has been good in social media too. So
It has been. I think everybody sort of knew that this poor kid was gonna be, you know, having these big shoes to fill. So everybody gave her a little room. Yep.
So,
all right.
But she has stepped into quite a storyline now, because it's big stuff happening, and they brought original Taggart back too to hulk around.
He looked a little thinner, so maybe he did have the COVID or something.
I read that he has been ill. It didn't say what. Inkling I got was maybe like a, you know, cancer or something. But I don't know. I didn't see anything definitive, but but yeah. But I like the way he was like stomping around like a mad bear, you know.
In
the police station. He was.
Speaking of the police station and the cops, Friday's episode, Jordan was being emphatic to Dante about how he couldn't really be involved, couldn't take the lead in all of this and everything.
Yes, and now she is up to her neck.
He was like...
And her ex-husband, girlfriend, daughter,
Beating her rights, you know.
Yeah, and all very unprofessional, allowing the other person, allowing Joss to overhear all of this stuff. And it's like it's not real or something, the way they do things.
Don't say that. Don't go that far, Gia. Jeez.
But it is a good little storyline. But I didn't, I was kind of surprised when there was like the two phone thing. I thought it was a phone switch. I was like, well, that's
I don't even know. We knew we weren't going to be able to figure that out between our slow aging brains, you know, so I'm just going to go with it. Like, okay, two phones, whatever. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, there's got to be a way to trace who bought those phones, right? I mean, there's always records about
We need to get Spinelli in town,
in town that's right. And also I'm really hoping that the fact that Trina was drugged comes out at some point.
They keep talking about, they've mentioned repeatedly how out of it she was, but she didn't drink that much. But then they don't follow through with the next logical thought.
Right.
We were all drinking the same drinks, and she barely drank any of hers. And yet,
Esme was the one who prepared them.
Yes,
and
handed them to everybody.
I really hope that doesn't just kind of get overlooked. I need that to come out soon, you know.
You do, or what'll happen?
Well, I will be frustrated. Well. You don't want to see that.
You don't want to make me angry.
Oh dear. So that was all of that. It was very devastating to see Trina arrested, you know.
New Trina. New Trina. Aren't those animals I like? Nutria.
Nutria.
Is that what the ones I like? They're like the big rats.
I think so. Yeah, they were like overrun in the.
They're like in Louisiana, just massive, like beaver size rats or something, or I don't know what they are exactly, but they're pretty cute.
sure they are. Anyway.
Okay. You know what else is cute? I'll stop after this, but I don't know how you pronounce it exactly, but capybaras
or something like that. Yeah, they're like huge guinea pigs, aren't they?
They are so cute. Yes. Maybe you could get a cross between them and a nutria, and then you'd really have like a serious kind of doodle in the rodent world, you know?
A doodle, yeah.
Everybody loves a doodle.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Okay. Well, carry on.
Well, no, that was some good stuff there.
Sorry, just got off in the animal world.
Random imaginary animals. Yep. Everybody needs that.
Yeah. But they're not imaginary. That's the thing. This is like so cool that they're like real. Yeah.
It's when people say, "Oh, you need to figure out how to monetize this podcast," and I say, "No, you don't understand. The content is ridiculous. Nobody should have to pay for this."
That's why it would be so funny if we tried to monetize.
People would be like, "Are you fucking kidding? I'm not going to throw a dime at this."
And I'm throwing a lot of stuff at it, but not money.
No, this way I feel like, you know, it's fine if we sound like idiots.
People, you can't stop us.
I know, go ahead and try.
You pay us to stop doing this.
Hey, that's a thought.
People vote.
It'd be like sort of like a reverse GoFundMe.
Yeah. I haven't heard back from that guy that wanted me on his podcast.
I don't. He wanted you on his podcast, I think.
He wanted me on his podcast.
I want you on this podcast.
I'm uncomfortable with the way you say wanted.
I don't think the word wanted was ever used.
Can we move on if we're going to get salacious to speaking of lesbian couples? So we've got.
Yes.
Alexis and Harmony.
Yes. Lillian? I'm going to start calling her Lillian.
What? Oh,
wasn't
because
that her old name?
Yeah. Oh, and I had to miss like the first 15 minutes of today and I didn't go back and watch it again. I don't know if I missed anything crucial.
I think you may have, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, because I was wondering if you could clear up the whole like carpet cleaner issue.
I thought you were going to say something else. Oh, God. Oh, sheesh. Sheesh. Whew. Well, no, I can't. That was very
odd. Was there something in the first 15 minutes that would have explained that odd exchange?
Did you see the part where Lillian was talking to Phyllis at Charlie's?
I caught the tail end of that Harmony. I'm going to call her Harmony because that's a name. And she was being very chilly and she shut Phyllis right down.
Yes.
Yeah.
She acted like Phyllis was sort of like manipulating her, like sort of, you know.
She was trying to.
I thought Phyllis genuinely was just thinking, well, you know, since Harmony was such good friends with Madeline, that somehow she would, you know.
Well, I didn't understand any of that. Like, so she's not good friends with Madeline, or she's just trying to distance herself from that?
Yeah, I think.
Because
he
took this baby.
Right, I think, yeah.
From
HL.
Nina.
Yeah. HL now.
Oh, my God. I'm going to call you some stuff, too.
I think, yeah, she was looking very guilty there, the way she was, you know, getting all uncomfortable by, you know, what Phyllis was saying, because Phyllis, I think, was genuinely trying to help Nina and thought that was, you know.
Oh, yeah. Phyllis is not in the wrong. Nina was being the duplicitous.
Yeah, lying duplicitous whore, sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah, so now I can't keep track of all the lying duplicitous whores we're dealing with at this point.
I know, but I'm just worried, do we need to like worry that Alexis is not going to be safe in her home now? Because like, how would she have known that she had this carpet cleaner in the basement? I mean, like that whole thing was.
Yeah, that was kind of silly, weird, silly. Like, yeah, what the hell would she have been doing in Alexis's basement? And why? What was she doing?
Yeah.
If that's what we're supposed to believe, and that's what turns out to be the case, you know.
Like, so we're already on guard.
And Alexis was too, right?
Alexis. Everybody was kind of like, what's up with that? Yeah.
She's going to stay here for now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that got emphasized quite a bit.
Yeah. So.
But up until then, it was going swimmingly.
Yeah. And I thought, okay, this will be fun. Like it might be playing out.
Yeah, and I'm not alone because I read something in on the hospital snark, and there was actually a term. I don't know if this is a bad term to use.
Uh-oh.
Should I go ahead? We do have the X rating on here, right?
Yeah, sure.
They said that the writers are queer baiting people by like, which I guess means sort of teasing that there will be a lesbian storyline. Is that like a thing? I'm so out of like.
Yeah,
whatever.
I don't know either. I guess so. What do they gain if it turns out that it's? I mean that. I don't know what that means exactly.
Well, maybe it means it's only queer baiting if they don't follow through and have a lesbian. Right. So, like, in other words, you're teasing that just to kind of get people titillated, but you're not really.
I guess that's right.
And that, it would be nice to actually have some representation for, you know, like to actually have them be just characters and not, you know, like, I don't know. But I mean, they have had gay characters over.
Yeah.
And Christina had her little storyline, but Christina's like, Christina's supposedly like managing that bar. right.
Yeah.
Or did I misremember that? Like, where is she?
Right. I don't know. It was nice to see Phyllis there again, you know,
out
of the blue. Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on with the staffing at Charlie's.
I'm worried about Charlie's. It's going to go the way of the Tano. Yeah. Mano. It's going to go the way of the Mano, Tano, Mano. Anyway. Okay. So that was the other thing I wanted to ask about. Perfect thing. Okay. So that's not, hasn't been hinted at. We don't know what that's about, but now we're worried.
Yeah, let's imagine like you're at someone's house, you spill something, you go to look for something to clean it up with. Do you go into the basement?
No.
I never go into my own basement.
I was going to say, I've been in some of the basements where you've lived, and it like that's like a creep fest beyond belief. Like that's like talking like where people might get murdered
down there.
Huh?
Nothing.
Like the last house. Where am I thinking of? Oh yeah, the house that you sold kind of recently. That was one of the creepiest old basements I'd ever been in. Good God.
It was so small.
Yeah.
I did find a cat down there once, I think I told
you.
Oh
God. Dead?
It was alive. It somehow crawled in there. Yeah.
Aw. Yeah. Aw. Okay.
Nice black kitty.
I don't know. It just seemed creepy. Just the age of it, I guess.
Yeah. I don't like basements, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't go in anybody's basement. I would probably just, you know, if I'm spilling at that point, I'm just like, oh, crap, I don't have any more wine, you know. I'd be like.
Yeah.
I'd be out in the kitchen refilling my glass, you know.
Yeah.
It would have been a good opportunity if it was really like an old school soap where they could have brought out like done an ad for OxyClean where they spray that stuff on.
Yeah, that would have been a lovely opportunity to plug a product.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what else we got?
Well, we had a little exchange between Scotty and Nina. It was nice to see Scotty again.
Yep. Yeah. And he set up the, you know, choice between the mobster and the kid. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He said something else that was really
He said
funny.
something about Liesl, really like, not anymore. You know, like, she pointed out something about Liesl having made some poor choices.
And that was kind of interesting because that was sort of true, you know. He should throwing stones.
Yeah, I mean, she's like been a batshit crazy murderer, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
she has been, yeah.
Yeah, but now she's just funny.
And they make a nice couple.
They do. Speaking of other fun couples, I wish they'd develop the Lucy Martin thing a little bit rather than just have them be, like, I don't know. I guess they just have too many people that don't have actual contracts so they can refer to them, but they don't
put
them around all the time. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to know kind of what to invest in sometimes, you know?
Right. And then they continue with storylines. Like, I don't think I want to see Nicholas getting hoodwinked by Esme, and you know what's going to happen. I mean, he seems so stupid right now.
He's trying so hard to be kind. And
he's trying to be kind, but he's surrounded by vipers, you know?
Yeah, like, it's the wrong time to be kind. And I feel like that's like with a woman, you know, like there's a guy who's pure evil, but he can't do the same things as a woman who's pure evil. You know what I mean? Like she can.
Oh yeah. She's got the
drug
feminine
him,
wild.
Get him in bed,
yeah.
Accuse
yeah.
him of raping her. I mean, all kinds of things that you
yeah,
can
I
never
mean,
like,
it's
you
the
know.
Nell. It's the Nell
Yeah.
reincarnated. You know, I
Yeah.
mean, like all the stuff she did to Sunny and
Yeah.
yeah. And she's, yeah, is she worse? Like, if you who's more diabolical at this point, do you think? Nell or they're really
Well,
kind of similar now that I think
they
about it.
are. I mean, I think Ryan, he's just more capable of just killing people, you know, without giving it a second
Oh no, not
thought.
Ryan. Sorry, did I say Ryan?
I
Nell
thought so.
and
Oh,
Esme. Nell and
Nell and
Esme,
Esme.
sorry.
Oh, let's see. Oh, well, Nell also, is she a bit more of a killer? Did she kill
She
anybody?
killed, well, she supposedly killed the first boyfriend.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. And tried
Devious
to kill
to show
Michael.
him up.
She was going to kill
Yeah.
Michael. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, we don't know if Esme's killed anyone
Right.
yet, but
Yeah, no.
maybe who knows about, you know, in her past.
But they both like had this sort of like wounded core that was what was causing them to strike out in the first place. But
Yeah, definitely.
well, I'm sorry, and I if I did say Ryan, I've put as like another kettle of fish because he's just diabolical. I don't think we
Yeah,
have any.
he's basically a serial killer.
Yeah.
And more.
But more, yeah. A good psychiatrist, but serial killer.
Yeah. Oh dear.
I'm trying to think other storylines we had going.
Well, and then there were the ones that we didn't see. You know, once again, like they shift to other people, and then we sort of lose the thread of some of the people that we want to see more of.
Yeah, we didn't see Maxie or Austin
Right,
or.
none of that. We had, again, we had Curtis trying to get Sonny to look into his
Oh right,
Marshall's past.
The Marshall thing,
Yeah, which I don't know.
yeah, and
Again, that seemed sort of unlike Curtis to even try to get Sonny to do a favor like that, you know,
yeah,
kind of weird. And I don't know. That was a sort of not a very satisfying conversation.
no, we didn't get any furthering. I was hoping we'd get a glimpse of whether my theory about mental
Yeah,
illness was,
right.
but we didn't get any hint of that one way or the other, so.
No.
That could be totally off. But it's just weird that they've tied Sonny into this storyline. And
Right.
why is Marshall so focused on Sonny, you know?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't really make him any more interesting, I don't think.
No, and at one point he was putting his hat back on. And he was having to really wedge it on his head.
Is it shrinking or his head's expanding?
I don't know. It's, I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder if he... Like, do you think these actors go on social media and see the chatter about, you know, the hat on his head? You know, like, it would be crushing. It would be hard to take. Even though you know they're talking about the character, you know.
Right.
It would just be hard to... Because you got to do what they're telling you to do. You have to, you know,
well, for
play
all
the
we
character
know,
they've given you.
Said, I'll do this part, but I've got to wear my
I've
hat.
Got to have the hat.
They were like, I don't know if that's such a good idea. I'm telling you, I'm going to wear the hat. It's going to be powerful.
My man.
Brother.
Yeah. And we didn't see, did we see Dante and Sam?
No, I don't think we
Not
had
really.
it.
We
Had
didn't have any
really
of
that,
that.
at least.
But yeah, a lot of storylines that were kind of like, well, and Valentine isn't back in town yet,
Right, we got teased with the little Valentine, but
and
we
we
haven't
didn't
seen
see any Brooklyn Chase stuff yet.
No, none of
Oh,
that
I know.
stuff.
We haven't talked about like Finn and Elizabeth kind of like are
Yeah,
back on
right,
track. They're a hot,
yeah.
hot item again. What did you find them any more believable as a couple yet, or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I do like them both individually, so I
Yeah, I
guess
do too. I like them
give them
both
a
a lot.
chance together. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. I wasn't sure what I feel like the pacing is strange.
Yeah.
Like this whole thing about Elizabeth's parents. Like what are
Yeah.
we, I don't know. What are we doing there?
I don't know either.
Are you interested in that?
I don't think so. Because I don't remember them being like terrible, terrible people.
And was her father MacGyver?
I think he looked like MacGyver. But, you know,
or did MacGyver look like him?
Oh, that's a good point. Okay.
If he was MacGyver, he probably would have been on Hospital before MacGyver. I don't even know when MacGyver was. To be honest with you, I don't think I've ever watched MacGyver.
Yeah, and there's a new MacGyver now, so that
there
just
is
things. Oh, yeah, goodness. A reboot, like a
I wanted to tell you about a show I really liked. It's not related to Hospital, but it's TV.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you're getting rid of your friends and watching more TV.
I am. I'm putting up. You know how people talk about boundaries? You know, you have to have boundaries.
Yeah.
I'm using the term barriers.
Okay. I think that's even more aggressive. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, boundaries, you know, my ass. Like, I'm going to have an actual barrier.
Yes.
You know, like a fortress.
Yeah. I'm putting up, like, razor wire.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this is a Hulu show. And since you gave me the gift of lovely Hulu, it's you may have watched it already, but Life and Beth.
Oh no, that's a new show. Yeah, I haven't checked that out
Amy
yet.
Schumer,
right. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of binged the whole thing over this week.
Oh, you did? Okay,
I did. Yeah.
Well, good.
And
for you.
I'm just happy that there's a place where people can do some creative TV. You know, some creative storytelling.
Yeah.
That's not just for I mean, there were some spots that I thought were heavy-handed or convenient or whatever, but overall, it's like this is some creative stuff going on.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as long as we're going to plug a Hulu show, I would like to plug an older one, Difficult People. Very fun.
Oh, I did watch one episode of that.
Yeah.
And I thought they were difficult.
They are. They grow on you a little bit, though.
Do they? Because it was pretty freaking abrasive. And
they're a little abrasive, but they have a lot of good cameo actors.
I kind of thought maybe like the New York thing, like maybe I needed to be more from New York.
Maybe
to get I don't know, but I the old man was not digging it in the least, so I thought, well, we'll put that on.
I don't want to fight the old man again. Okay.
You don't want to get on his bad side with that.
That guy can hold the grudge.
Yeah, I might go back to that. And then there's something else I wanted to check into that I keep seeing ads for. What is it called? I can't think of it, but it looked like another good one. But anyway, it's just cool. The only thing is that I wish, you know, back in the day, I hate to sound like one of those people that's like, in my day, we didn't stare at our phones all day or whatever. But I miss the sort of collective knowledge that we were all like watching Roots at the same time.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we'd all talk about Roots, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And now, you know, our consuming of entertainment is so splintered.
Yes,
that,
good word. Good use of the word.
Yeah, that you just don't like. Nobody's watching the same anything, really. Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
And if they are, they're watching it when they want. So there's no.
Right. Yeah.
We're not experiencing the same thing at the same time.
The day after, you know, a big episode of something.
Yeah. Yeah. When everybody would be like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah.
Remember, like, we were still doing that back in the day. We were all watching LA Law together, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
It's funny to think about, but
I guess it's really only like sports and stuff like that, you know, live TV, really.
Yeah. Right.
All
yeah.
have the same experience. But yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm glad that there are these places that,
that
let people be more creative.
Exactly. There's so many more outlets for different stuff now. So that's nice, including the old podcast thing, you know.
The old podcast. Not that we can be put in that category of being more creative. So it's like it's a repository?
That's a good use of that word, too. Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
I was going to say, it's a repository for the idiotic.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
It's happening
that's
here.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know. But, you know, it keeps us off the streets for this amount of time.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. I feel like we're in a sort of a safe place.
You're in a safe place.
And where the world is safe from us also.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Except these people who somehow seem to you know, feel like they need to see. If we're going to say something even dumber than what we said the last time. And we do manage to top ourselves, I think, quite often.
I try to sober up, you know, but sometimes.
And I haven't split my pants in a while, so I feel
good. Oh, good for you.
I found some good sturdy $11 pants. So.
I had a little indulgence with the baked goods the other night, and I felt disgusting at the end of the night.
Yeah.
We were at some place next to a bakery. And the baker, it was near the end of the night, so he was attempting to pawn off, you know, all his stones and everything. Cheap prices. And the old man was like lured over there, like it was like a Peter Pan.
You couldn't afford not to buy them.
Yeah, I was like, what? But the scones were like more like stones or something. And like, it just like sat in my stomach the rest of the night. But it was a delicious cupcake, though. I will give him that. Like a cheesecake cupcake. That was worth whatever he paid. So.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, we're totally not talking about hospital. Maybe we should just
pull the plug
zip it up here.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, so my parting words are congratulations, Neutrina. You did an awesome job. Like, that's the best new character debut I think I've ever seen. So.
Okay. Yeah.
So good on ya.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good on ya. Drew, take notes.
Yeah, good one. Oh dear. Yeah, maybe he should have emerged, you know, as a student at PC.
That would have been funny sitting there at a little desk. I'll fold it up into a desk. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Well, people that are listening, thank you very much.
Yes,
we really do appreciate it.
We do. You know,
it's fun to have an audience.
Witnesses.
Yeah. Okay, we'll catch up in a few days and see what happens.
Okay. Night to you.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.